Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome into Readin', Writin', and Reason, our weekly podcast on all issues that involve spending, kids, education. And our guest today is Denisha Merriweather, who is the founder of Black Minds Matter, a project of the American Federation for Children. She's also a beneficiary, and this will come up later, of the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program. Denisha, welcome. And we wanted to talk about the article you wrote, provocative headline for the Washington Examiner, a very underrated newspaper, "Don't Tell Me School Choice is Racist." So there's a lot of arguments out there. I'm a big fan of school choice, but it hasn't gotten the traction that I think it should. Tell me why you were addressing who is saying that it's racist to give people choice.
Yeah, and so we have this propaganda that's actually pushed by the teachers' union that claims that school choice is racist, somehow racist. And recently, most recently, Professor John Hale wrote in the Chicago Tribune. So this piece was actually kind of a response to him talking about how school choice has racist roots, and really talking about how the self-determination that African Americans have had in this country before the 1960s, even during the time of slavery, wanting the freedom of the body and the mind, how that has always been the ultimate goal, and how that self-determination is not racist at all.
Wow. Okay. Now you just hit him with your own experience and with hard facts. So let me ask you the title, Black Minds Matter. Why that title? What is the group about?
So Black Minds Matter, we started last summer during the protests to really call attention to the hypocrisy of those who say they support the freedom or the liberation of black bodies, and they don't support school choice. Because school choice, we have the freedom of the mind, and how that was always the goal from the beginning for African Americans, to not just have freedom of the body, but also freedom of the mind. And there are the Black Lives Matter movement, the funders of the Black Lives Matter movement do not support school choice. So it's a facade of morality that's going around that's saying that they stand up for all things black excellence, but then turn around and don't support the institutions that are creating positive outcomes for black Americans. We know that when school choice comes into the picture, especially for black men, that negative statistics such as dropout rates and crime and vice and for women, teen pregnancies are all reduced and null after school choice school choice is in the picture, and we have numerous research studies that say this. And so nationwide, we have 15 out of 100 black kids reading on grade level, 13 out of 100 doing math on grade level, and these are dismal statistics. And when we see that school choice is in the picture, that most of the time that these students are graduating from college, graduating from high school, going to college, and graduating from college, all at higher rates than their public school counterparts. And so that's why Black Minds Matter, that's why the name, and that's why it's so important.
Well, Denisha Merriweather, I'm a big fan of, but I'm interested in, I can tell you are, tactically, why we are not seeing more of this, why we're not, because I think where I am in Philadelphia, probably where you are, African-American parents usually are experiencing by zip code inferior schools in the public schools versus maybe some others that are not that bad. And I know that choice is something they deeply want, but is it that they just don't vote on that, that issue doesn't rise up? And you got the unions with a lot of money, and they support politicians and others who block this. Evidence of that would be you have to write an article debunking a guy saying it's racist. It's not like we're arguing over is it constitutional, is it effective. We have to get past guys saying we're racist if we're supporting choice.
Yeah, you're right. And it's so crazy to me that I even have to write an article like this saying that there's 73% national polling suggests that there are 73% of Black voters who want to send their kid to the school of their choice.
Right.
And if I'm a parent and I want that, am I racist for wanting better for my kid? It makes no sense at all. And so I outlined in this article a history lesson for those to say, like, there were pit schools in the time of slavery where writing utensils were found and where Black people were trying to learn how to read. During the Civil War, Blacks founded their own school, and that's not racist. During the time of Booker T. Washington, he teamed up with a philanthropist, Julius Rosenwald, to create 5,000 schools across the United States.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I underlined that. I do a nugget of the day in my show, and I never knew that. You know what? 5,000 schools. Booker T. Washington, amazing individual. But that's just unworldly. 5,000 schools.
Yeah.
My
crazy
God.
Crazy awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So what's your theory then tactically on how to get this done? You would think with the pandemic and what parents learned about what was going on in the school and continues, that there does seem to be an urgency. I think the best tactics somewhat are the charter schools, because it's a little bit easier to do. There's still choice there. They're still kind of affiliated with the public schools. We have a waiting list of like 40,000 people here in Philadelphia. Getting school choice done the other way is going to be a 10-year battle to get more of that.
Well, parents want it. We've seen across the country, and like you mentioned, Don, during the pandemic, parents really took a closer look at their child's education, and they started to ask some really fundamental questions, like, why is my kid being babysat? Why does it feel like they're just being babysat over a video call? Why aren't they learning? And we saw, as a result, the greatest expansion of school choice this past year in the history of school choice. More than 21 bills passed to either expand, create, or modify existing school choice policies. It was remarkable. And so I think that momentum is going to continue to go as long as parents continue to question the system and not just take claims that, oh, school choice is racist to just, you know, at face value.
Yeah, we're talking with Denisha Merriweather. And Denisha, your own story is thrilling. You write your family had lived in poverty for at least four generations. We have been affected by policies, practices, and programs that, regardless of intent, yeah, maybe the intent's not bad, had done harm. Your pathway, though, was that Florida tax credit scholarship program.
You're right. I did not. My success in school didn't come from any government program. It came from a school choice program. My family, like I mentioned in my article, has lived in poverty for a very long time. My mom dropped out of school, uncles, brothers who dropped out of school, and I was destined to go down that same path. But my godmother picked a private school. She didn't have a way to pay for it, and she found out about the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship, and all of that changed. I hold a master's degree today, and I advocate for school choice because I saw the change that it made in my own life. And that really touched me because I got to see how my life experience was drastically different from those in my neighborhood. many of the people who I grew up with, they have babies right now, and they're working at a fast food restaurant. That's what was destined to happen to me. And school choice changed that for me, and so I want that for other kids.
Well put, and again, thank you for checking that box off, knocking this guy off who thinks he's provocative to tell us common sense school choice is racist. You give a great pushback on that. Where do we find Black Lives Matter? Do you have a website, Facebook page? Where do we find you?
Yeah, so Black Minds Matter. You can find us at blackmindsmatter.net. And I definitely encourage every listener to use our language, use our marketing and our strategy for debunking a lot of these myths and calling out the hypocrisy, because we need more school choice programs in the country.
I couldn't agree with you more. I hope that we speak with you again down the road, Denisha. Thank you very much, and thanks for a great piece.
Thanks so much, Dom.
All right, great stuff from Ms. Merriweather. There's somebody who has actually been through all this and recognizes, and can you imagine the most preposterous thing now, that school choice is racism, that these are the hurdles we still have to fight. What in the world does the left have against choice? Well, everything. They want the government to decide for you, particularly Terry McAuliffe has told us. Now the teachers know better, not parents. And he's in the middle of a ferocious race to be governor of Virginia again. He got it said, under pressure, this is what they believe. A lot of parents wouldn't be able to make a good choice. Now, who knows their kid better? Who has more of their kid's interest at heart than 99.99% of parents? That's right, they do. Not the left, not big government. Coming up, speaking of other arbiters of what to do with kids, the school board out in Pennsbury got slapped with a lawsuit this week. We have the guy behind it, Simon Campbell, who used to be on the school board. It's about First Amendment rights. When you're speaking once a month for 2 minutes, you hope they wouldn't interrupt you. Simon Campbell on the lawsuit that he imposed on the Pennsbury School Board. That's next here on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Thanks for joining us here, Dom and Dan at the controls, for our weekly podcast, which really is inside, sometimes nationally, but many times here in the Delaware Valley, what's happening on these issues that involve taxpayers, parents, and just the country. Simon Campbell is quite a character. He's next here on Reading, Writing, and Reason. He formerly served on the school board out there in Pennsbury, and he's been back a couple of times challenging them, interrupting him when he's making a point during his measly 2 minutes that you get each month to speak to said school board. He joined me to talk about a lawsuit around the First Amendment right not to be interrupted, to make a point, not to be shouted down by this solicitor out there and others. And think about it. If they're not going to engage, they ought to allow you to make whatever point you want. If they think it's something illegal, well, they could sue you. I doubt that it is. Here's my interview with Simon Campbell on the new time on my new noon to three radio show with Simon Campbell. Hey, Simon, welcome back, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me back on.
Well, Simon, I think I laid out in general terms. Tell us specifically, for Pennsbury taxpayers, you're one of them, and a former school board president, filed a lawsuit, Pennsbury school board speech policies be deemed unconstitutional. Why?
Yeah, well, just to clarify, I wasn't the school board president. I was a member of the board.
A member of the school board. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I was probably too much of a lightning rod to actually be made president.
Yes.
But, what happened in this situation is a number of parents were getting upset around a public policy issue, in this case, critical race theory. And I went to a meeting in one of the backyards, actually, and one of the other plaintiffs, Tim Daly, invited me to this meeting. And they were talking about all these books. And then they started talking about, at the last meeting in May, how a number of them, Tim included, had been silenced into you know, not being allowed to speak at public comment. And my ears just kind of perked up and went, what do you mean you were silenced because you opposed the government's policy? So what happened was, I went to the next school board meeting in June. I was talking to a mom outside the room. She said she was too scared to speak at the school board meeting because of what she saw happen in May. That's the tape when the solicitor was screaming, you're done, you're done, you're done. So me and the solicitor got back into a back and forth in June, and that was the video that went viral. But when I look back on it now, Dom, here's the issue. The biggest, and I sometimes I get asked to speak in different places, and I tell everyone the same thing. The biggest threat in the United States of America right now is the all-out assault on the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Because I don't care what the public policy debate is. I happen to be opposed to critical race theory. What is deeply troubling is that the government, particularly when they're in control by the radical left, are literally seeking to silence, through various methods, constitutionally protected speech. All of the speakers at Pennsbury were peaceful, law-abiding citizens who exercised their, or tried to exercise their views, and they were screamed at by the government to sit down, shut up, you're done. It was like watching a scene from a bad movie in North Korea.
All right, and the second part, I think, in my mind, even more serious, the allegation that this head of equity, diversity, and education, there are email trails, apparently, that I saw, wanted to go and take out, even from the website of the school board, some of the exchanges that happened.
Oh, not just wanted to, they actually did, as a factual matter. The director of equity, diversity lady is arguably one of the chief ringleaders behind this, because she's caught on email literally lobbying the then superintendent and the school board president in all the ways that she thinks censorship should occur at school board meetings, including ghostwriting a press release for the school board president to put out, basically lambasting one of the plaintiffs in the case for exercising his free speech rights. She's behind the scenes cheering this whole thing on from the beginning. I just find it ironic that she could have a job title that says the word inclusion in it, when she's seeking to exclude any viewpoint that doesn't mesh with her own.
All right, let's play. We're going to play the Tim Daly exchange, and then I have a question for you. And the question is, doesn't the solicitor have a right to engage, even if, you know, it's during your time? Let's talk about that. Here's Tim Daly, I guess one of the other plaintiffs, the exchange and where he's shouted down by the solicitor.
Yeah, this is May 20th.
May 20th.
You know, I'm going to stop you there. We're not going to tolerate misrepresentation of facts around equity. So it's irrelevant, and you can stop.
In your opinion?
No, you can stop, Mr. Daly. You're done.
You sure you want to do that, Mr. Ramirez?
Yes, I do.
All right. We'll see you in court, sir. Just a reminder, you didn't need an equity.
I said you're done.
You didn't need an equity.
I said you're done. Mr. Daly, sit down.
All right, is that the exchange, Simon? And the other question was, all right, when you were talking about Benito Mussolini, if I'm on the school board, do I have a right to interrupt you if there's some error I think that you're making, something that's publicly defamatory? These are not public figures, per se.
Well, let's understand something. The school solicitor is the hired help of the school district. Any solicitor is retained as counsel to his
yes.
or her client. His job is to provide legal counsel to his client, in this case, the Pensbury School District. There's nothing in his retention that authorizes him to run the meetings. In fact, Pensbury's policy specifically states that the presiding officer, the school board president, is supposed to be running the meetings. So how and why he was doing what he was doing, I suspect, will come out as we go through the lawsuit process. But in my opinion, I'll tell you, if I was on that school board and the school solicitor was doing that, the hired help, I'd make an immediate motion to fire that law firm on the spot. It was disgraceful that he was involved in what he was doing. I mean, this is a school solicitor. Talk about added intimidation. You've got a member of the bar screaming and yelling at citizens while he's sitting next to his government client who are cheering him on and thanking him. One of the school board directors actually thanked him for doing what he was doing. It's completely outrageous.
This lawsuit now, what do you hope? What's the relief? What's the remedy? What do you want done?
Well, you can see the counts that are laid out publicly, but certainly, you know, we're seeking injunctive relief as soon as possible to try and put, you know, an injunction on the district to stop them from doing this. And we're seeking, you know, declaratory judgment saying that the policy as drafted is either unconstitutional on its face or as applied. Basically seeking what will be tantamount to case law that would put every other school district on notice that has these garbage policies in place. Because these policies, these public comment participation policies are a template that are in use all over Pennsylvania. So this case has potential to have repercussions legally for school districts beyond Pensbury, which is something that's very important.
Simon, here's how I see it, and you're an engaging guy. By that I mean combative, provocative. When you were on the school board, if the school board members are willing to engage, meaning the person says, what about this? Tell me about that with CRT or something, and they engage and they say something back, then I think they can interrupt. But if they say you have 2 minutes and they're not going to engage with you, they just sit there, well, then they can interrupt. It's pretty obvious.
Well, the way that they've crafted the policy is designed to say, and it's 5 minutes at Pensbury. Some school districts put it down to 2 minutes, which is like horrifically minimalistic. Pensbury is still at 5 minutes. They do say in the policy, it's basically your 5 minutes. So I don't know why they think even under their own policy, they can interrupt public comment. If they want to have a discourse with the public, have a discourse with the public, which arguably they should do. But for them to say, you know, here's your 5 minutes to speak, and by the way, you're only allowed to speak if you say things that we like and you agree with, that's unconstitutional.
Couldn't agree with you more.
The government cannot censor speech, Dom, on the basis that it doesn't like it. That's not America.
No, and particularly, again, we're back to the solicitor who it's intimidating because you think, well, this guy's a lawyer, I'm going to have lawsuits on me and all that, and all I am is a parent or a citizen showing up using the period of time they give to make my point of view. You know, I guess there's some things, there could be a threat there, Simon, that's so extreme, I'll kill you or something like
right.
that. Yeah, I mean, we're being reasonable here, but I think this guy, this solicitor, thinks he is going to squelch any talk of people saying that critical race theory or some derivative of it is going on there or anything else that he thinks is misinformation. And that's clearly out of bounds by any standard. Well, good luck with this. I'm so glad you're back in the game, too. You were very long missed in other things that you were doing, because I remember back in the day what it was like when you – any desire to run for school board.
It came up as a possible thought this year, and I thought to myself, I don't know that I have the patience to go through all of that again. I might be better off staying on the outside. So we've got some candidates this year that are good, though.
Good. You're doing a great job with it. Simon, thank you. Thanks for joining us today, as always.
Thanks a lot, Dom.
All right, everyone. That's great stuff from Simon Campbell. And this Pensbury School Board, with all these wacky school boards out there, they may be the most officious. They may be the most with their hands in the cookie jar with allegedly, and there seems to be pretty good documentation, trying to take video of parents testifying down from their website after the fact. It's almost hard to believe what's going on. But guess what? We're a few weeks away from the election, and that's our opportunity to strike. Follow that with me on Reading, Writing, and Reason, our podcast, and also on my noon to three show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.